Before we start looking at today's passage, let's take a moment for a reality check.
咁喺我今日讲今日嘅信息之前咧，我哋一齐嚟谂一谂现实嘅吓。
So could Jason please help me project?
咁我哋睇第一个。
Okay, I don't know how many of you have seen this picture before. Has anyone seen it before?
但有几多嘅人见过呢幅图啊
？Okay, then keep quiet. Don't disclose the answer yet.
啊，你见过嘅时候咧，你唔好讲住吓。
Okay, so by looking at this picture, I wonder what comes to your mind.
大家睇到呢幅图画嘅时候咧，有啲咩你第一个印象系乜嘢
？Which of these two people would you like to befriend?
嗱，呢两个人当中，你想同边一个交朋友呢
？The pretty girl in white who wears her hair in two plaits and with a sweet smile.
呢个着白裙嘅女仔啊，佢好整齐，梳两条辫。
Or is it the guy next to her whose hair is not exactly neat?
還是咧係隔離嗰位男士咧，佢嘅頭髮蓬鬆。
Is it a bit similar to Lawrence's old hairstyle?
Lawrence.
Just kidding, just kidding. You look much smarter. And yeah, he looks a bit filthy or maybe a bit scary.
嗱，呢個男士咧睇上嚟咧有啲污糟，又好好似有啲可怕。
And notice how they seem to be holding something.
看看呢他們好像都是拿著一些東
西 But yeah, it's hidden behind their back
就是在他們背後的
Well, sorry, disclose the answer Like, before you see this picture You probably would expect the girl to be holding the flowers And the guy to be holding the axe
你看這幅圖片之前呢你或者你會以為這個女仔後面當然是拿著一束花而個男士後面一定是拿著斧頭
You agree?
你會唔會覺得係咁咧
？So this is somewhat unexpected.
嗱，呢啲係出人意表嘅喎。
So what does it tell us？
呢個話俾我哋聽啲乜嘢咧
？Do not judge by appearance. A rich heart may be under a poor coat.
不要以貌取人啊！一個衣著寒微嘅人咧，內裏可能係包裹住一個富足嘅心。
And it's apparently a Scottish proverb.
咁呢一句咧，係一句蘇格蘭嘅諺語嚟嘅。
Well, I believe most of us would applaud such deep and meaningful saying.
我相信咧，我哋大部分人咧都對呢一句説話咧表示贊同。
Of course, we should not judge someone by their appearance.
當然啦，我哋唔應該以貌取人。
But in reality, do we?
但係喺實際上啊，我哋會唔會以貌取人咧
？So do you know who this lady is?
大家認唔認識呢位女士啊
？Who is she? Susan Boyle.
蘇珊大媽係嘛
？Very famous.
好出名啦。
Well, I'm sure you all recognize her face.
我相信大家咧都認得佢。
But do you know how she's described on the internet?
但係你知唔知喺網上咧啲網民點樣形容佢啊
？Small and rather chubby.
矮小同埋肥胖
，with double chin and a squashed face，
雙下巴，仲有咧又好似咧俾人壓扁咗嘅面啊
，unruly teeth and unkempt hair，
牙咧又唔齊喎，頭髮咧又唔打理好。
I actually feel a bit embarrassed to be saying all this. It seems really nasty to describe someone like that.
我講呢啲説話嘅時候咧，我都覺得有啲尷尬，因為咧咁樣話人哋咧，好似唔係好禮貌啊。
Well, she made her first appearance at this contest called Britain's Got Talent back in 2009.
她第一次的露面是在电视的节目上，就是这个2009年的英国的达人show，她是其中一位参赛者。
I think most of you would have seen the video clip.
我相信大家呢在YouTube 那里看过她了。
Before she even opened her mouth to sing, people were all laughing at her.
佢未開口唱歌之前咧，但係觀眾咧都笑佢嘅。
Do you remember the judges rolled their eyes and the audience put incredulous faces？
大家記唔記得啊？嗰啲評判咧翻白眼咧，而嗰啲觀眾咧都覺得難以置信嘅。
They were laughing at her dream that she would want to be a professional singer like Elaine Page。
佢哋係取笑蘇珊大媽咧，就係佢話佢想。夢想咧，成為一個
專業嘅
歌手，就好似 Elaine Page 咁。
And Amanda, who was one of the judges, said,
咁 Amanda 咧就係其中一個評判啦，佢就講
，It's a very shallow thing to say, but obviously the minute she walks on the stage, we and the audience completely judged her on her appearance.
我哋咁樣睇咧係好膚淺嘅，就係當佢一踏上台一出嚟嘅時候咧，我哋幾乎觀眾啊同埋我哋咧都係以貌取人。
But we all know what happened afterwards, don't we?
但我哋大家都知之後發生咩事啦。
Everyone was startled by her voice.
每一個人咧聽到佢嘅歌聲咧都目瞪口呆。
She's got this talent in her, just behind her maybe not so pretty face.
佢咧係有呢個才華，但外表咧就唔靚啦。
So everyone changed their opinion about her and start idolizing her.
自此之後咧，大家對佢完全嘅改觀，有啲人咧仲封咗佢做偶像添。
And this is someone quoting from Susan Boyle.
咁咧有啲人咧就咁講啦。
Modern society is too quick to judge people on their appearances.
現今嘅社會咧就好快咧，就係憑外貌取人嘅。
There is not much you can do about it. It is the way they think. It is the way they are.
咁我哋都唔可以做到乜嘢嘅。喺呢個係人係咁樣思想，係咁樣做事。
But maybe this could teach them a lesson or set an example.
但係或者咧，今次咧可以俾佢哋一個教訓。
Well, I'm sure we all learned something from this.
我相信咧，我哋每一個人咧，從中都學到一啲嘢嘅。
And according to the Guardian, there was like a title saying it wasn't singer Susan Boyle who was ugly on Britain's Got Talent so much as our reaction to her.
有另一份報章咧就講到，其實醜樣嘅都唔係蘇珊大媽，更醜樣嘅。更醜陋嘅係我哋對佢嘅反應。
So is Susan Boyle ugly or are we?
所以究竟係蘇珊大媽醜陋啊，還是係我哋醜陋咧
？So I leave these questions for you to think about.
咁我將呢條問題咧留俾大家自己去諗下啦。
And now let us turn to today's passage.
而家我哋翻去今日要讀嘅聖經。
In the book of James, chapter 2, verses 1-13.
喺雅各書嘅第二章。
James chapter 2 verses 1-13.
雅各書嘅第二章一至十三節。
For the sake of completeness, I shall ask Sister Olive to start reading for us in Chinese from the previous chapter, chapter 1 verse 27.
為咗完整嘅起見咧，我就會從一章嘅廿七節開始讀起。
Because this serves as a bridge and offers important clues.To understanding today's passage.
因為廿七節咧係要明白以後跟住落嚟嘅經文嘅一個橋梁嚟嘅。
So could Sister Olive please read for us? And for those who are used to English, please refer to your Bible.
咁我就用中文讀，大家要睇英文嘅咧就自己讀英文啦。一章廿七節讀起。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有沾污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。二章一节，我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美衣服，進你們的會堂去，又有一個窮人穿著肮脏衣服也進去，你們就仲看那穿華美衣服的人說，請坐在這好位上，又對那窮人說，你站在哪裡，或坐在我腳凳下邊，這豈不是你們偏心待人，用惡意斷定人嗎？我親愛的弟兄們，請聽，神豈不是揀選了世上的貧窮人，叫他們在信上富足，並承受他所應許給那些愛他之人的國嗎？你們反倒羞辱貧窮人，那富足人豈不是欺壓你們，拉你們到公堂去嗎？他們不是褻瀆你們所敬奉的尊名嗎？經上記著說，要爱人如己，你们若存守这至尊的律法，才是好的。 但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫却杀人，仍是成了犯律法的。你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照这律法说话行事，因为那不怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判跨城。
Thank you. So on the surface, what would you think is the theme of this passage?
那表面上睇上去，人哋觉得呢段圣经嘅主题系乜嘢呢？
It would seem as if the subject of concern here is about the problem of partiality or favoritism.
表面上看上来呢，这段经文好像呢，是关于讲到信徒之间存有偏心啦，还有按待外貌待人的问题。
What is partiality or favoritism?
那偏心按外貌待人是什么意思呢？
Well, to put it simply, it's the problem of paying special attention to some.While neglecting or looking down on the others.
簡單來講呢，佢哋就係注意某一啲人而忽略咗或者睇低咗另外一啲人。
But what is the underlying problem, the greatest sin of all, so to speak?
但係其實啦，根嘅底下嘅問題，隱藏嘅問題係啲乜嘢呢？嗰個問題呢，係其實係最更加罪惡嘅。
If we examine today's passage closely, we'd see the whole problem with showing partiality boils down to the failure to observe and fulfill what in verse 8 is called the royal law.
当我们研读得仔细一点的时候，我们发觉整个问题的所在是关于偏心的话，是因为一个人是没有去遵行这条至尊的律法。
The Chinese translation for royal, 至尊, might seem a bit difficult to understand because in today's usage of the term, 至尊, we normally would think of pizza, won't you?
看起至尊这个中文字就可能不是那么容易明白了，因为一讲到至尊的时候，或者我们就会立刻想起薄饼。
Like super supreme?
就好像超级至尊的薄饼。
But actually, this word translated as royal, 至尊, simply means it's belonging to the king, the law of our king.
其实呢，至尊这个字呢，它的意思是一些属于皇帝的东西。
So, let us press on and ask, what is the content or spirit of this royal law that we are to live by once we've become citizens in the kingdom of God?
所以我们要追问下去的呢，就是当我们成为了天国的公民之后，要跟着这条至尊的律法去生活，那这条至尊的律法是的精神是什么，它的内容是什么呢？
Could you please all read out for me? James 2:8.
我们大家一起读好吗？雅各书二章八节。
1:2:3. If, however, you are fulfilling the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself,You are doing well. So, we just saw that here it tells us that the royal law refers to.
So, 这里讲到呢，这条至尊的律法呢，即是什么？
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱人如己。
Sounds very familiar.
我听起上来很熟，是吗？
And I'm sure it's something that we all think is good and we should aspire to.
我相信我们每一个人都同意，并且会觉得应该是要这样做。
And here, if you look on the screen, we've got a verse from Galatians 5:14.
在这里我们看到加拉太书五章十四节。
It tells us that, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in this statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这里我们看到，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一话这一句话之内了。
So we should be able to see that as James refers to the royal law governing the people of God's kingdom, it can be summed up in one simple statement: You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
所以呢，由此可见，我哋睇到呢，雅各讲到呢个至尊嘅律法嘅时候， 至尊律法是管理着天国里面的子民的。至尊的律法一句讲完就是要爱人如己了。
But I think we all know that there are many different commandments given in the Bible.
但我们都知道圣经里面有很多律法的。
So how does it mean to say the whole law is fulfilled by observing the commandments of loving others as ourselves?
咁样讲到全律法都包含在爱人如己呢一句话里面系咩意思呢？
Let us turn to Romans chapter 13:9-10.
我哋翻去罗马书嘅十三章。
You can also refer to the screen here.
我哋睇荧幕都得噶啦。
So could Sister Olive please read it out in Chinese, please?
罗马书十三章9-10。像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
Here in verse 10, it tells us that love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
呢度第十节咧讲到咧，爱系唔加害于人嘅。所以爱就完全了律法了。
So now we understand the basis of James' words in chapter 2:10-11.
所以现在我们知道雅各书二章十至十一节的基础是在哪里。
Why would he say, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all?
为什么呢？讲到说，凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。
For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not commit murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a transgressor of the law.
原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人。你就是不奸淫，却杀人，仍是成了犯律法的。
I wonder if you've ever asked why God would give his people the law.
你有没有想过啊？为什么神要将律法赐给他的子民呢？
The law referring to the instructions on how to live in this world according to what is right and good in his sight.
律法的意思就是说，我们在世上生活，我们要按住这些的指示，什么是对，什么是错来活。
God's purpose of giving us the law is not with the malicious intent to trap us when we fall.Or to punish us whenever we fail to live out his commandments.
那神俾我哋律法嘅目的咧，就唔系因为佢居心不良，系想咧，成日捉我哋嘅错处，然之后咧，我哋冇达到佢嘅，冇遵守佢嘅诫命嘅时候咧，佢哋又罚我哋。
Because when we think of the law, we normally relate it to, you know, when there's law, then there will be punishment if you breach the law, right?
因为当我们想起律法的时候或者法律的时候，我们就会想，我们没有遵守法律吗？那就会被处罚了。
But the law was given to us to teach us about God's character.
但其实神给律法我们，是因为他想将他的性情 教我们。
To make known his will for all of us living under his kingship.
又将他的旨意向我们这些想活在他的王权底下的人知道。
And the problem with partiality, as James pointed out in this passage, lies in failing to manifest God's character.
但是雅各在这里指出的一个偏私的问题呢，其实个原因是因为我们是没有遵守到，没有彰显到神的性情。
We fail to manifest God's values and his concerns in our dealings with other people.
我们也都没有呢遵行到神俾我哋嘅，就系神佢点样待人接物嘅嗰种价值观。
Because we know that God, he is just and right.
我哋知道咧，神系公正公平嘅。
And there is no partiality with God.
佢系唔会偏待人嘅。
Besides, God has always shown a special concern for the poor, the lowly, and the oppressed.
仲有咧，神咧系会特别关心嗰啲贫穷啊、卑微啊、受逼迫嘅、受压迫嘅人。
Do you see yourself as the lowly, the poor, the oppressed？
你觉唔觉得自己系属于呢啲贫穷啊、卑微啊、受压迫嘅一群呢
？If you feel so, if you think so, then you might well be this group of people who God especially cares for.
如果你覺得你自己是屬於這類人的話，可能呢你就也是屬於這類人，神是會照顧的。
And this concern for the poor is particularly apparent in the life and teaching of Jesus.
這個關懷貧窮的人呢，看來呢是耶穌的生命和他的教導都可以見到的。
As Pastor Joe pointed out last week,
正如牧師上一周講到，
Jesus is the chief representative of God, the ultimate spokesman of God.
耶稣呢，就是神的最大的代表，也是神最大的代言人。
So his whole life, his teaching, his words and deeds all manifest what a child of God is supposed to be like.
所以他的一生，他的教导，他的所有的言行，都是表彰一个神的孩子应该是怎样做的。
Radiating the love and life of God Himself.
也是散发着呢神本身祂的爱心和祂的生命。
Let us return to James chapter 2, look at verse 5.
我们回到雅各书二章五节。
In verse 5 it says, Listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which He promised to those who love Him?
第五節就講到，我親愛的弟兄們啊，請聽，神豈不是揀選了世上的貧窮人，叫他們在信上富足，並承受他所應許給那些愛他之人的國嗎？
Here James is actually elaborating on what Jesus has taught us in the Sermon on the Mount.
在這裡，雅各其實是解釋耶穌在登山寶訓講的說話。
Particularly in the Beatitudes.
尤其是在百福上里面讲的教导。
I'm sure you all remember this verse.
我相信大家都记得这节圣经。
Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。
In contrast, what did Jesus say about the rich?
在对比之下，耶稣讲到富足的人又有什么说话呢？
But woe to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comforts in full.
但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。
So in the Gospels, you would notice Jesus often condemns the rich who failed to live up to God's standards of self-giving love and righteousness.
在福音书呢，你们都会留意得到，耶稣呢是经常责备那些有钱人的。某些的有钱人，他们是没有跟住神的标准来到活，他们没有去，没有爱心，没有舍己，没有正义。
They love themselves more than God and men.
他们爱自己多过爱神。
Of course, to be fair, not all rich people are that bad.
当然啦，讲得公平一点，不是所有有钱人都是这么差的。
But the truth of the matter is, riches and wealth are great hindrances for someone to truly love God and others wholeheartedly, unreservedly.
但是事实呢，就是有钱或者富足呢，是会妨碍一些人呢，去真正的去爱神，全心全意的爱神，爱人的。
You know why?
你知点解吗？
Matthew 6:21 says,
马太福音六章廿一节咁讲，
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Riches have a way of stealing your heart. It distracts you and easily become the center and focus of your life.
财富呢，是有一个方法去偷你的心的，它会将你分心，它会令到你关注集中在自己的人生里面。
It takes the place of God, so you can no longer care for God's interests and God's plans.
又取代了神，好叫呢你再对神呢是没有兴趣了。
That's why Jesus goes on to say in the same chapter in Matthew chapter 6.
怎难怪呢，耶稣继续在马太福音第六章继续是这样讲。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, which means wealth.
马太福音六章廿四节这样讲，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是护这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。马门呢，即是财利的意思。
So once we understand the background, We can start to see the connection between the problem of partiality and the mention of the royal law to love others as ourselves.
我哋明白咗呢个背景之后咧，我哋就开始睇得到偏私同埋呢个至尊嘅律法嗰个关系啦。
As James reminded us in chapter 1, verse 27 about God's character and His concerns.
正如咧雅各喺一章廿七节讲到嘅。是关于神的性情和他所关注的事。
Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this.
那清洁没有玷污的虔诚是这样。
To visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
就是要看顾那些在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
God's will and desire is for us to share in His nature, in loving and caring for the poor, the lowly, the weak, and the oppressed.
神的旨意和祂的渴望就是要我们去有神的性情、神的本质，要去关怀那些贫穷、卑微、软弱、受压迫的人，就是那些有需要的人。
So think about it. If we hold the rich people in higher esteem, yet despise or disregard those who are poor and lowly, then you are practically doing something contrary to God's character.
咁假設咧，如果我哋咧係只係睇得起嗰啲有錢人，但係又睇低或者唔理嗰啲貧窮嘅低微嘅人咧，咁呢個咧事實上咧係同神嘅性情相反嘅。
And this would make us unfit to call ourselves Christians, followers of Christ.
咁样做嘅话咧，我哋就唔配称自己做基督徒啦，或者系唔配称自己咧做一个基督嘅追随者。
For Christ Himself has used His life and His teaching to set an example for all believers of how we are to relate to God and to others.
因为基督佢自己咧，就用咗佢自己嘅一生，通过佢自己嘅榜样同埋佢嘅教导。去教佢嘅門徒，佢點樣同別人相處，同神相處。
If you recall throughout Jesus' ministry，
如果你還記得嘅話，你記得主耶穌嘅一生嘅事蹟。
He showed great concern for women and even children who had low social status or close to no social status at the time。
佢咧係好關心嗰啲女人啊，同埋啲細佬哥嘅女人同埋細佬哥咧。在當時的社會是完全沒有地位的。
And look at his disciples.
你有看看他的門徒。
They were fishermen and tax collectors.
那些呢是漁夫啊，是税吏。
People despise or didn't have any respect from the rest of the society.
就是社會上呢是不尊重他們的。
But Jesus even made a point to spend time with sinners.
但耶稣呢竟然呢是会同啲罪人喺埋一起。
He helped them to come to repentance and salvation in God.
因为呢是想帮佢哋呢去悔改，去嚟到神面前可以得救。
But these people, they have long been given up by the others because they were seen as sinners and, you know, the worst people on earth.
但呢一類人咧，係俾當時嘅社會咧係遺棄、係睇小嘅。
But Jesus never overlooked their need.
但耶穌咧，從來都唔會話忽略佢哋嘅需要。
That's why in James chapter 1 verse 27, it points out to us that we should not despise the poor and the lowly.
所以雅各書一章廿七節咧就講就指出啦，我哋係唔應該睇小嗰啲貧窮低微嘅人。
Otherwise, we'd be failing to obey and imitate God.
如果咁做嘅话咧，我哋就系冇遵行到神嘅旨意啦，亦都冇仿效神啦。
So only when we share and manifest God's character do we start living up to what James describes as pure and undefiled religion in God's sight.
所以唯有当我哋系照住照住雅各書嗰度所講嘅，去
彰顯神嘅性情，咁我哋先可以能夠真正活出呢、這個，喺雅各書形容為呢、這個 純正係咪？
純正嘅宗教啦，喺神眼中，
And should we start paying attention to people with money, power, looks, or influence, and so on?
咁我哋係咪應該啊，要開始注意嗰啲有錢嘅人啦，有財有勢嘅人呢？
James is warning us that by doing that, we would have failed to keep ourselves unstained by the world.
雅各咧就警告我哋，如果我哋咁樣做嘅話咧，我哋就
就無法保守自己唔沾染世俗啦。Because that's what the world looks at, as we just saw from the example of Susan Boyle.
因為呢個正正係世界係咁樣睇人嘅，就從呢一個蘇珊大媽嘅例子可以睇到。
Ask yourselves, do you care about your looks?
咁啊，大家諗問下自己，你會關唔關心自己嘅外表啊？
Do you care about how other people look at you, how you perform in front of other people?
你有冇關心咧別人點樣睇你啊？
Having said all that, this does not mean we should swing to another extreme of being lenient to whoever is poor or the weak, you know, who don't do well in whatever, and then be critical towards the rich or the powerful people.
雖然咁講啦。咁我意思亦都唔係話我哋應該要走去另一個極端，就係從此咧，我哋就要好遷就啲窮人啦，跟住咧對啲有錢人咧就諸多挑剔啊。
Because as it is mentioned in Leviticus chapter 19:15，
因為正如喺利未記嗰度講19:15嗰度講
，You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor defer to the great.But you are to judge your neighbor fairly.
你们施行审判不可行不义，不可偏护穷人，也不可看重有势力的人。只要按着公义审判你的邻舍。
So can you start to see that it all comes back to what we mentioned before, to learn and manifest God's character in all aspects.
始终咧，我哋翻翻嚟呢个重点咧，就系我哋要。學習同埋要去彰顯神嘅性情。
So how do we apply all these things?
咁我哋又點樣去遵行呢啲一切咧
？Like what Albert mentioned 2 weeks ago.
咁正如咧 Albert 咧兩個禮拜前講到
，If you are someone who implements this commandment of loving your neighbor as yourself，
如果咧你係遵行緊愛人如己呢條律法咧。
Then you would learn to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
咁咧，你就會學會去快快嘅聽，慢慢嘅説，慢慢嘅動怒。
Because you love and respect that person.
因為你愛同埋你愛嗰個人，你尊敬嗰個人。
And you don't want to hurt that person by your thoughtless words or temper.
你唔想咧，即係冇經大腦用，即係冇經大腦咁樣講嘢嚟到傷害人，亦都唔想咧亂咁發脾氣之下咧去傷害人。
In the same way, you will be careful not to fall into the trap of showing partiality or favoritism.
同樣咧，你就唔會跌入一個陷阱裏邊咧，係有偏私偏心啦。
Which is obviously against God's character and will.
呢個好明顯咧，係同神嘅意思同埋佢嘅本質相衝嘅。
But isn't it so easy to do that? We usually prefer people who can give us some benefits.
但係係咪咁容易做得到咧？我哋通常咧都希望最後一句。
通常都希望如果嗰啲人對你有好處，咁你就可以同佢親近啲啦。For example, your classmates who can, you know, lend you their homework.
嗱，譬如咧，你個同學啦，佢借佢功課俾你抄。
Then maybe you would like to.Be good friends with them.
咁咧，或者你就會想同佢哋做好朋友啦。
But of course, like we also know that, you know, anything dishonest is not pleasing to God.
咁啊，仲有其他即係唔好嘅事咧，我都唔能夠討神嘅喜悅嘅。
But yes, if we are willing to be diligent in keeping ourselves unstained by the world.
但係如果我哋勤力嘅話，願意保守自己不被世俗沾染嘅話。
Not to function in the same way as everyone else in the world.
就唔會好似世人一樣咁樣去做人處事。
Then we would not be judging others by their appearance.
我哋就唔會以貌取人啦。
Which seems to be the most natural and normal thing to do.
依樣嘢咧係好自然會發生嘅。
And I believe most of us here are actually not as superficial as that.
我相信咧，我哋在座好多位咧都唔係咁膚淺嘅。
The fact that you're willing to come every Sunday to listen to the Bible，
你每日都嚟到教堂裏邊去聽聖經咧，就表明到呢一點啦。
Yeah, that probably shows that you're looking for something deeper. You want to pursue what is good and right.
表明到咧，你係想尋找一啲更深嘅嘢，一啲對嘅嘢。
So perhaps you have already passed through the stage where you would focus on such vanities as beauty or the looks or the way people dress or even money and social status.
所以可能咧，你已經超越咗。一個情況就係話你唔會以貌去取人，去睇佢嘅外表啊，靚唔靚啊，有唔有錢啊咁。
But let us examine our hearts。
但讓我哋去審查自己嘅心。
And be very honest with ourselves。
對自己咧好誠實。
Do we still tend to judge others or show partiality based on some external factors？
你會唔會咧仍然都係好容易就傾向去判斷人，以外貌去判斷一個人呢？
Some might even sound spiritual and good.
有啲咧會講到好屬靈添嘅喎，好對嘅喎。
For example, do we pay more attention or respect to someone's advice if that person is more educated or more eloquent in speech?
嗱，譬如啊，如果對一啲受過多啲教育嘅，或者係口齒伶俐嘅人咧，有口才嘅人咧，我哋對呢啲人啊，會唔會願意聽多啲咧？
Do you prefer to only hang around with people who are fun to be with？
你會唔會啊？只係想一啲同一啲好玩嘅人一齊相處咧，一齊做朋友咧
？This unfortunately happens in quite many churches。
好不幸咧，呢種情況咧係好多教會會發生。
Because even Christians, if they fail to let God renew their minds and values。
甚至係有啲基督徒啊，如果佢哋冇俾神去更新佢哋嘅思想嘅話
，So as opposed to what James said to be unstained by the world，
就同雅各所講嘅不一樣啦。雅各講到即係不被世俗沾染
，Then they still function as everyone else does。
但係呢啲基督徒咧，同其他一般普通人都係一樣
，Just in a different form。
但係又可能表現方式唔一樣啫。
What do I mean by that？
我係咩意思呢？
I found that there are actually many people who would favor or submit only to certain kinds or certain styles of church workers or pastors.
因為我發覺咧，有一啲基督徒啊，佢哋只係中意某一類型嘅某一個款嘅教會嘅導領導
或者牧者。And the basis are often things like qualifications, abilities, and talents.
佢哋揾嘅嘢咧就係啊呢個人有幾多嘅。才華啊、才幹啊、資歷啊咁樣。
Eloquence or simply a certain charm or charisma。
嚇，講嘢有冇口才啊？嚇，有冇魅力啊
？On the other hand, they tend not to listen or even pay attention to those leaders who they think are second rate。
而另外咧，可能佢哋同時間就冇咁想聽嗰啲佢哋認為次等嘅教會嘅牧者啦。
They may look ordinary.
佢哋咧係睇上嚟咧好平凡。
No charm, no charisma whatsoever.
啊，冇魅力嘅，冇吸引力嘅。
They are far from eloquent and extremely boring to listen to.
佢哋口齒又唔伶俐喎，嚇講嘢咧真係好，聽佢哋講嘢好悶嘅。
Because they always have this monotone which makes you want to fall asleep during sermons.
因為你説話嘅語氣咧好平嘅，所以聽佢哋講話咧就會令到我瞓覺。
So would you despise them in your heart?
啊，呢啲人啊，你嘅心里边，你会唔会睇小佢哋呢
？I actually have seen that happening in a church that I went to.
我曾经去过一个教会咧，我实在系见过咁嘅情况。
There was this church worker who is not particularly well educated.
啊，有一个教会嘅工作者，系一个牧者，佢唔系话受过好多教育。
And it's true that he's not particularly eloquent either.
佢的確咧係冇乜口才嘅。
So when he shares the word of God, you really have to concentrate to get what he's trying to say。
咁當佢喺度講道嘅時候咧，你真係好需要好專心嘅去了解啊、聽啊、去講究竟講咩咧
？And as I looked around the church, I found that people of different ages, like the adults or the young people, they often would make fun of him or tease him。
咁我見到教會咧有一啲人咧，不論咩年紀咧，有啲咧的確係會取笑佢。
openly or in private.
啊，公開嘅取笑佢，或者私底下取笑佢。
I felt quite sad as I looked at that.
我見到嘅時候，我好難過。
Because I could see that in this co-worker or church worker's life.
因為咧，我從呢一個導師呢個教會嘅導師身上咧，我見到。
I could see his faithfulness and humility.
我見到佢嘅忠心同埋謙卑。
His willingness to do even the lowest the 最卑微。
佢好甘心咧去做一啲好卑微嘅侍奉啊工作。
Yeah, always working behind the scenes.
時時咧都喺幕後做好多嘢嘅。
So even though his preaching, his sermons might not be the most interesting to listen to.
雖然他的講道啊、查經啊，未必是最有趣。
I tried to learn from him and with a humble heart.
我都嘗試咧用一個謙卑嘅心向佢學習嘅。
And I found that God actually used him to speak to me every time he shares.
我發覺咧，每一次佢分享嘅時候咧，神都用佢嘅説話嚟到。向我說話的。
So I give this example to help us see that this problem of favoritism or partiality might not be that superficial as just judging someone by their looks or some money or something like that.
所以呢個以貌取人嘅事情咧，就唔係唔記得咗 ，sorry。
就唔係咁膚淺，淨係講到一定就係話睇下佢個樣好唔好先，或者佢有冇錢先，係咪有財有勢先。Actually, it goes much deeper than that. It can come in a very subtle way.
所以，但係咧，其實有時咧出現嘅時候咧，係可以係好隱晦嘅。
So it all comes back to whether we can understand God's heart, how He looks at people, how He looks at you and me.
所以我哋翻翻嚟睇下神對人嘅心啦，佢係點樣睇你，點樣睇我咧
？Do we tend to judge others easily？
我哋會唔會好容易咧就係判斷別人咧
？And often can be quite harsh in our judgment and comments too。
有時咧，我哋判斷人嘅時候咧係好苛刻嘅。
Just like how the judges were towards Susan Boyle。
就好似咧嗰啲判蘇珊大媽嗰啲評判啊。
Yeah, the words they used were quite mean, actually.
因為咧，佢哋嘅判語咧係非常嘅苛刻嘅，
都幾衰嘅。If we truly fulfill the royal law of loving our neighbours as ourselves,
所以我哋真係遵行呢個至尊嘅律法去愛人如己嘅話
，we would be much more merciful and understanding towards others.
我哋會對人咧就會有多啲嘅憐憫啊、留情面啊。
Even if the other person is at fault.
即使啊，對方係的確係有錯。
Because as verse 13 in James chapter 2 says，
正如咧雅各書二章十三節嗰度講
，Judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment。
因為那不憐憫人的，也要受無憐憫嘅審判。
So consider this: if we are the ones at fault。
嗱，諗下，假如係我哋自己做錯咗
，Wouldn't we wish other people could show us mercy and give us a chance to make things right？
難道我哋唔希望別人俾我哋一個機會對我哋開恩咩
？But why is it that every time when we see some other people they did something wrong, we just use the meanest words and try to push them to the corner like so they can't have a second chance to try。
如果係咁話，點解我當我哋見到別人犯錯嘅時候，我哋又要用一啲咁衰嘅説話嚟到咁苛刻嘅説話去對佢哋咧？好似咧要將佢哋擁埋一耳角咁樣。
So actually, if we really love other people as ourselves，
其實如果我哋真係愛人如己嘅話
，then we would see that everyone deserves a chance to have a new beginning。
咁每一個人咧都係配得到多一個機會，第二個嘅機會去做好嘅。
Rather than receiving just a harsh condemnation and judgment，
而唔係咧，淨係要聽一啲好苛刻嘅説話同埋判斷。
Which often is not motivated by love at all。
好多時呢啲苛刻嘅説話咧，唔係用愛心去講嘅。
So you can see that James' words actually again echo with what Jesus said in the Beatitudes。
咁雅各咧嘅説話咧，係同耶穌嘅説話咧係相呼應。
In Matthew 5:7, it says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy."
马太福音五章七节讲，怜恤人嘅人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
God is a fair God.
神咧系一个公正嘅神。
He judges us according to how we judge other people.
佢以我哋点样去判断人，神就点样判断我哋。
So may we always remember this royal law to love other people as ourselves.
让我哋咧去谨记呢个爱人如己嘅至尊律法。
Then we would not find God's law wearisome.
我哋咁样做嘅话咧，唔会话觉得神俾我哋嘅律法咧系好重嘅。
You would not feel, oh, you know, these Christians, they have to abide by this law and that law. Seems like they are all just different.Regulations and rules trying to control you.
有好多人咧以为啊，基督徒讲咧，即系又要遵呢条律法，遵守嗰条律法，就好似咧讲到我哋系要有啲好多嘢系唔可以做，有咩可以做，有咩唔可以做咁样。
Yeah, it's not about do's and don'ts as well.
其实基督教并唔系关于一啲守律法应该做乜嘢，唔可以做乜嘢。
So if you can get this point, then as you look at James chapter 1 and 2, you can see that it's not just about various topics jumping from one idea to another idea.
如果你睇雅各书一章、二章嘅时候咧，你就发觉唔系雅各讲紧嘅，唔系话啊一个主题跟住又变另一个主题。
If we truly fulfill this royal law of loving others as ourselves,
如果咧我哋真系遵从呢个爱人如己嘅律法咧
，then we would be doing what.James exhorted us to do.
我哋咧就系做紧一啲雅各鼓励我哋去做嘅嘢啦。
As we pointed out earlier, such as being quick to listen and slow to speak, slow to anger.
正如我哋开始之前亦都提到，要快快听，慢慢说，慢慢嘅动怒。
So in closing, I would like to share with you one incident that happened in Jesus' time.
我結束嘅時候咧，我想同大家分享一件事，就係咧耶穌嘅一件事。
And it illustrates the point of what is mentioned here about fulfilling this royal law of loving others as ourselves and to be merciful to other people, to help other people to experience the liberty that comes from the law.
就講到咧。我哋要爱人如己，唔记得啦 ，sorry。
爱人如己，同埋即系当我哋愿意去守呢、这个至尊嘅律法嘅时候咧，其实应该系帮人带嚟呢个自由，而唔系净系一个condemnation 呢个
责备。
Yeah, I don't know whether you remember there was one time.When there were some scribes and Pharisees who brought a woman caught in adultery to Jesus.
嗱，有一次咧，耶穌有一啲文士同埋法利賽人咧，就捉拿咗一個犯奸淫嘅婦人。
And you can imagine how embarrassing it would be for that woman, because she was caught in adultery.
咁你可想而知咧，呢個婦人係幾咁尷尬啦，因為佢行淫嘅時候被人
Even in our Chinese culture, there are many of us from China or in Korea. I think, like you know, such things are very shameful.
嗱喺中國啊，或者喺韓國咧，奸淫咧都係俾人捉奸在床咧，都係非常嘅冇面嘅。
I wonder what your attitude is towards such people.
我唔知道大家對於一類人哋嘅態度係點。
Would you be like the Pharisee and the scribes?
你會唔會好似文士法利賽人咁呢
？Using the so-called law to condemn this woman.
就係用法律咧嚟到定呢個婦人嘅罪。
And you don't need to turn to it, but in John chapter 8, verse 5, it says, "Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What do you say?" They asked Jesus.
约翰福音八章五节嗰度讲，大家唔需要翻啦。摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把她怎么样呢
？Would you be the ones that say, "Yeah, go stone her"？
嗱，你听到嘅时候，你会唔会话系啊？啱啊，用石头打死佢。
You know this filthy woman, she deserves death.
嗱，呢个咁污糟嘅女人应该死嘅。
But looks at Jesus, he actually remains silent for a while. He asks. And then he asked the people.
但是耶稣保持沉默，跟着他就问群众了。
He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
你们中间哪个人没有犯过罪的呢？你们就将用石头打死他吧。
And guess what happened?
大家估跟着发生怎样呢？
Alex, what do you think?
The crowd ran away, and then Jesus approached the woman and said, don't sin again.
Wow. You know your Bible well. Very good. So how come everyone ran away? They all sinned. But you see, at the very beginning, everyone only saw the sin in the woman alone because she committed adultery.
那些群众就一个一个的离开了，因为他们没有人没有犯过罪的。但一起初的时候，这些群众捉拿了这个妇人，就是一味就是钉住她的罪。
So recall the passage we saw in James today?
那我们想回一下今天我们看的圣经雅各书。
If you fail to live up to any one part of the law.
如果你是没有遵行其中法律的其中一条的话，
such as, you know, do not commit adultery or do not murder.
譬如不可奸淫，不可杀人。
Or even just things like, you know, making a false witness, you lie, you would dishonest.
又或者是讲了一个大话，做了假见证。
Actually, you would be no better than the other person who you think committed a grievous sin.
但其實咧，你比唔起，亦都唔會話比好過另外一啲人。你覺得佢係犯咗好大嘅罪。
So who are we to, you know, use the law to condemn other people and trying to, it seems like I'm not giving them another chance at all.
所以我哋究竟係邊一個咧？我哋唔可以俾別人第二個嘅機會，多一次嘅機會。
But let us learn from Jesus.
我们不如一起向耶稣学习吧。
Jesus in chapter 8 verse 10 said to the woman, Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? The woman said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, sin no more.
第八章的十节耶稣就讲了，耶稣就直起腰来对这个妇人讲，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主也没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Of course, Jesus wouldn't accept her acts of adultery.
当然，耶稣不是说接受他行奸淫这件事。
But he understands the spirit of the law.
但是耶稣明白法律背后的精神。
It's not really just wanting someone to result in death.When they fail to do it.
就不是说呢，当人做不到的时候呢，就定他死罪。
Why did James call it the law of liberty?
为什么雅各就讲到这个是自由的律呢？
Because when we really can live by God's power to abide by these laws, then we should be free from our self-centeredness and our sins.
因为我们只要能够靠着神给我们的力量去遵从着这条律法的话呢，我们就不会
再被自我和罪捆绑。And then we can really live out God's character.
那我们真正能够是活出神的性情了。
So through the law, we can also see the true way of living in a life pleasing to God.
那通过这个律法呢，我们真的可以去做一些讨神喜悦的事情。
So, I hope that through today's sharing, we could have a much deeper thought about this topic of so-called partiality and favoritism.
我希望通过今次的讲解呢，大家会明白多啲关于偏心偏待人的教导。
And to understand that this is not the focus of James in this passage alone.
这个呢，并不是雅各书单单要讲、集中要讲的嘢。
To be able to grasp the deeper meaning that we are to imitate God and manifest His character.
最主要咧，我哋系要掌握得到，我哋要去表现出神嘅性情。
So that God's law would not be wearisome to us, but then it would become part of us every time we face with a new situation when we are faced with choices.
好让咧神嘅律法咧对我哋嚟讲唔会成为一个重担，反而咧。
We would, when faced with different choices, we would choose to put others' interests first.
反而咧，当我哋面对好多选择嘅时候咧，我哋会以别人嘅利益为先。
So that God's work can give life not only to ourselves but to others as well.
Sorry.
以致咧，神嘅话语唔单止对我哋带领生命，亦都可以将生命同自由带俾其他嘅人。So that is my sharing for today.
所以今日係我嘅分享就係咁多啦。
May we close in a moment of quietness and to think through what I've shared and pray that God will speak to your heart. Pray that even if one sentence stood out to you, you can respond to Him in prayer.
咁我哋就靜默咁去反思一下今日所聽嘅道嚇。